Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, February 2nd, 2024, Groundhog Day, 14 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson as we wrap up a great day of groundhog fun. And by the way, the reviews are in from this morning.
Winter.
Well, no, I mean the real reviews are in from this morning from PETA. They sent us a nice little note. Now that's how you do Groundhog Day. WGH Talk in Marion, Ohio is having a contest where its audience will use their detective skills to figure out who's in the groundhog costume. Let's celebrate this tradition without hurting any animals. So thank you to the PETA group. And of course, we had the proclamation, if you did not tune in earlier, from the county commissioners here in Marion. Matt, why don't you read this? You read my proclamation, so read that proclamation we got today.
Alrighty. Whereas a native of Ohio, WGH began predicting the arrival of spring in the... A native of Ohio, WGH began predicting the arrival of spring in the 1970s and in 1979. What?
Give me this.
I'm lost.
Let's try this again. Whereas WGH has predicted Ohio's official weather forecasting for many years. Whereas February 2nd is the halfway point between the first day of winter and the first day of spring. And whereas WGH has been... preparing charts, graphs, and watching computer models of weather. And whereas, while there are many other woodland creatures who claim to be the foretellers of the weather's future, WGH is correct in his forecast for spring an incredible 75% of the time. I think it's 100% here. And whereas WGH has long been Marion's ambassador of goodwill across the United States, be it resolved that the Board of Marion County Commissioners hereby declares that on Friday, February 2nd, 2024, WGH shall come forth and make their prediction for the next 6 weeks of weather. In witness whereof, we, the Board of Marion County Commissioners of Ohio, have hereunto subscribed our names and caused the official seal of Marion County, Ohio, to be affixed this second day of February, 2024. Andy Apfeller, Mark Davis, Kerr Murray, the Marion County Commissioners. Thank you very much.
Whereof.
Well, that's how you do a proclamation.
How many times can you fit that in one short half-page paper?
You know, I was thinking that the same
it's
thing
very
when I was reading,
professional. It's
when
professional.
I was reading Scott's proclamation, I was like, how many whereases are there?
Formal thing.
I was genuinely thinking to myself, am I even supposed to read the whereases?
Yeah, no. One time I had a teacher who told me that like you needed to throw in some semicolons in papers and it would make you sound more professional. But I think that the government has taken whereas
professional
semicolons.
This is formal.
Whereas. If you're trying to sound as formal as possible, get your semicolon, get your whereas.
You're getting in the way of my thank yous here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love it.
All right, now, just for the record, we had some Ohio predictions today. Now, what was our prediction?
Well, our initial prediction was 6 more weeks of winter.
6 more weeks of winter. Now, what were the other predictions?
They thought it was going to be an early spring.
In Ohio.
In Ohio. Buckeye Chuck said... Early spring.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Because the National Associated Press, the number one leader in news all around the world, the headline today in the Associated Press, a mascot, a pizza, and a former U.S. treasurer, how Ohio is predicting 6 more weeks of winter. By the Associated Press, in Marion, Ohio, birthplace of an American president, Warren... You know what? I'm going to let you read this.
Oh, okay.
You go ahead and read that.
Do you want me to start from the top?
Start from the top.
Okay. A mascot, a pizza, and a former U.S. treasurer, how Ohio is predicting 6 more weeks of winter, by the Associated Press. In Marion, Ohio, birthplace of an American president, Warren G., G for Groundhog Harding, a nearly 6 foot tall costumed human predicted 6 more weeks of winter using a pizza. Arriving at the studios of WWGH in a peanut butter and jelly truck on Friday, Warren was directed by host Scott Spears to pick a slice of Groundhog Pizza. Each slice had a card underneath reading either 6 more weeks of winter or early spring. Warren was later revealed to be Miss Ohio 2023 Madison Miller. Due to a lack of thumbs, the groundhog had to point rather than pick up the slice. Marion's favorite dignitary, former U.S. Treasurer and native daughter Mary Ellen Withrow, now 93, certified the prediction with her famous signature. Withrow is in the Guinness Book of World Records for having her signature on more U.S. paper currency than any other person.
And that is the national news from Ohio today.
Wow.
Concerning groundhogs.
No, what?
Yes, the Associated Press, the AP Wire.
I'm going to have to look this up on the break. I want to see it in like a, in an article format. I know, this is just a print.
Now, why would I fake this? What do you think? I wrote this?
I don't think you're faking it. I just want to read it in like a news article.
This is a fake paper.
That's not
She's jealous, so she needs to, she's jealous, so she needs to, you know, find
why am I not allowed to look online?
You can look online, do what you like.
Oh, it's not a question of authenticity.
I mean, I'm just understand why you're so skeptical about it.
I'm not skeptical.
Like, I'd have you read this on a live show. Is like some dummy paper.
Well,
in any event, what I don't like about this whole thing, though, is now what names are mentioned in here?
Scott Spears.
You got that right.
Mary Ellen Withrow.
Yes.
Madison Miller.
How many ages are mentioned in here?
Just Mary Ellen.
Just Mary Ellen's age.
Yes, we talked about this earlier too, which is so funny. As soon as I read it, I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
It's always that way.
Yeah. Why does it matter? That's so weird.
I don't know why they always put her age in there.
Yo, that's so strange. Why are they not name like age dropping everyone?
I don't know why it didn't say Madison Miller, 23, Scott Spears, 28. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just questions we have.
Well, the questions we have in life, and yep. It just did. But there you go. So it was a very successful. They were listening this morning when this all went down.
That's awesome.
You had no idea who was, and you always wonder who's listening. Who's listening? Mm-hmm. Well, the national news is listening.
That's awesome. Yeah, I want to see like if there's like an article online. Like, are there a lot of shares on Facebook? I don't know. I'm interested in how famous we are.
Well, I'll tell you how famous I am. I'll tell you how famous I am, and then we'll talk about how famous you are. That's two different things. Two different questions there.
Hey, I'm fine with being an friend of Scott Spears.
That's right. And company. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I just wanted to tell you that the reason that they mention the age is once you get past, you know, 65 or 70, it's like an important thing.
But, you know, they've been doing this with her since the beginning of her career, and I don't know what that's all about.
Well, I'm trying to take gender out of the conversation.
but isn't it weird? What did this article? I mean, if it was about her or about a birthday celebration or it, I could understand printing her age. I don't understand what this article. Why that needed to be put in there?
I will agree with you because, you know. The fact that she's 93, or, you know, if I was 93, I could see it, but you make a valid point that that's been something that's been brought up long, long, long before. But aside from the age thing, I got to tell you, I think that article in the Associated Press, they covered all the important points, and yet it was very short. I mean, that was one of the best articles I've ever seen, period, in news media.
Now, isn't it interesting, though, how for Ohio, because they do it with every state, pretty much, that does a groundhog thing, but in Ohio, we got the headline.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it says something about the way we do things. And I'm not saying that because I'm biased, because I have, you know, programs on the station, but it does say something about how we do things.
Well, I was saying earlier on that some people do things for a local audience and some people do them for a national audience. Now, when you do something locally, it's going to be a local event, just easier to come to for people or listen to. But some things are just national. And when you, and I kept saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I kept saying for weeks that when the head comes off this person alone, that's a headline. And that's exactly what I think it was today. It was the, and I say this in the best term, it was the ludicrous nature of what happened today. But because it was today, it made perfect sense.
Right. And when you do things and don't play for the national headlines, you don't try to get the national headlines, you just do things for the right reasons, do things on a local level, that's how you get the national headlines.
Right, and I do think there is something to be said for just how it went today. I think everybody played an integral part. It came off great. It was entertaining. The people involved were entertaining. And I think that's where the whole thing came from. I think it could not have been more perfect.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree with you 100%. And one other little sideline that I would add to the thing is, Carrington, next time we plan an outdoor event, you got to learn how to layer your clothes. Put on several layers, and as you get warmed up and overwarmed, you can take layers off.
There were several people out there complaining about the cold. It
you
was
were dressed
not
like an Eskimo.
Me. Yes, I had a whole like parka coat on.
I didn't even have a coat on.
Yes, Scott had no coat. I don't know why I'm getting the cold comments. I was cold, yes, to be fair, but...
You looked ridiculous, that's why.
Oh my gosh.
I was just so thankful television wasn't here that you would look so ridiculous as you look
that's
today.
That's so mean. Why would you say that?
Because you look like an Eskimo that just had come out of their igloo.
Yes, because I was freezing cold. It was 30-something degrees.
30s. It was about freezing.
Yes.
What did you have on under there?
A sweater.
That should be it.
What do you got?
Just a sweater?
I had on a hoodie.
Carrington, you've got to learn to layer things. I mean, you had on like this big parka Eskimo, you know, coat that hung down over your eyes, and you're freezing.
Yeah. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, I was embarrassed for
you. Why am I being attacked
right now? No, Matt, did I not lean over to you at one point when she was over there and say some things about her this morning? I'll admit to it.
What did you say?
We had our own little person or chat over there this morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, right during the Groundhog segment.
Why? Because I had a coat on?
Okay. Pastor, I got to thank you for all you did this morning. You were an integral part of this, and I'm so glad that 2023 brought us all back together. And boy, I'll tell you, the sky's the limit right now.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been thankful that you guys, you know, I was at the station, I left the station, and then you welcomed me back, and it's been a big blessing, and it was a lot of fun. And I look forward to a lot more fun in the future.
It's going
to
be great. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Pastor Craig, a big part of today. We can't thank him enough. And again, his show's on every Friday from 11:15 until 12. He's on with us from 12 until 1 and then 1:15 until 2. What, Cranky?
What are you talking about?
You got that body language of a cranky person.
No, I'm just glaring at you. I think that's what it is.
Well, what is it? Why are you glaring?
What were you guys talking about before?
Well, go ahead and tell her, Matt. I have no secrets.
Yeah, Scott's going to be more open this year.
Yeah, I have no secrets about what I'm saying.
We were standing there, you know, watching everything happen, and then he then said, doesn't she look like the lonely kid standing over by herself with no friends?
Okay, that's funny.
You did. You looked ridiculous over there. We were all over on one side, and there you were, all alone, all snuggled up in your coat, shivering. It was ridiculous looking.
I was just trying to survive out there, okay? Like, I don't know.
It was a good line. Made Matt laugh out there in the cold.
The lonely kid. Yeah, that's actually true. Sorry, I could have stood beside you guys and shivered, I guess.
Well, we didn't really want you over there, but it gave us fodder for you standing over there.
Yeah, how would you guys have made jokes about me if I was standing right beside you?
Well, I would have done it anyway, but
I know,
that's
but
never
like,
stopped me before.
I know, but at least in this case scenario, it's not right to my face.
It was fantastic today, and I want to make sure I thank everybody. I want to thank Amy Parker for the peanut butter jelly truck. That was tremendous. I want to thank certainly Dr. Davis for the proclamation. I want to thank Pastor Craig and Sean and Carrington and Matt. What are you doing?
It's time to be real.
We're doing a show.
I know. You can keep going.
Oh, Lord. It just gets harder and harder every week. I'm sorry.
We've gone over this before. It goes off one time a day, and I don't know when it's going to go off, and it went off now, so I had to be real.
All right. So in any event, and I want to thank Pastor Craig and Sean and you two, and Linda was here. Wonderful. Always good to see Linda. Also, Bob Welsh for coming in with the pizza, Mary Ellen Withrow for signing the pizza. For signing the prediction, also getting in the groundhog suit, James Anderson for bringing the groundhog suit and filling us in on Groundhog Day, and certainly not last but not least, we're going to talk about this in a second, Madison Miller, Miss Ohio 2023. In any event, the point is that this is what I've been saying during this whole groundhog controversy. People don't care about the groundhog. You know what they care about? They care about a mascot, a pizza, and a former U.S. treasurer. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, Groundhog Day. If you look back in the history books, that's what it's always
been
about.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's about predicting the weather. And when you do it in a fun way, you get the headline. You bring the old rat out and doesn't see its shadow or not. That's nothing. Everybody does that.
Old news. They've been doing that
old
for years.
Old news. That's old news. We're moving on.
We're reinventing Groundhog Day.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about the groundhog. Were you surprised when you walked in this morning and saw Miss Ohio?
I was a little bit surprised.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. I know, but like based on what you had said, I was like, okay, yeah, like that makes sense. I think I had kind of had this thought cross my mind whenever we were talking about Miss Ohio things a couple of weeks ago, but like I wasn't that confident.
No, you didn't.
But I wasn't super surprised. That was the moral of that story.
Though. Okay. Matt, what did you think?
I was surprised. I didn't think it was going to be, I certainly didn't think it was going to be Miss Ohio. I figured it was going to be somebody you have interviewed previously.
That was the point. I thought that's why I thought nobody will guess this. They're going to think it's one of my regulars.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was going to be Mary Ellen.
We had some fun with Mary Ellen today, flipping the coin.
I know. Yeah. I think she was confused, though.
It was good.
She was not prepared to be the groundhog for the part two portion.
Well, that's a whole thing that'll have to be discussed. That'll be in the book. That's a whole another day.
The
groundhog debacle. But this girl, you know, I had never met her until this morning when I went outside and greeted her. And I'm telling you, I like this girl. I like this girl a lot.
She reminds me a lot of myself. I'm kidding. I just wanted to see what Scott said.
Well, I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to be rude there on Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what mirror do you use?
Yeah.
Speechless.
I don't know what to say to that. Because, Matt, what did you think of her? You spent some time in a car with her this morning. A peanut butter jelly truck.
I think she speaks very well. I think she definitely knows what she's talking about in terms of most things. I think that she's really nice. She does community outreach, which I think more people should probably do.
Big into veterans.
She is big into veterans. That's mainly the community
outreach
she does.
Speaks well. Speaks clearly.
Absolutely.
It was great with her today.
I think so.
I like this girl. I'm telling you, this girl is going places. I like her. We're going to do some things together, me and this girl.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it in the hall.
What are you guys doing together?
Well, if I told you,
it would give it away. Sneak peek.
Well, you have to listen.
Okay.
Because this girl is going places.
Yeah, I believe it. I think she was really well-spoken. That was the number one takeaway I was going to say.
And I want to say this, because sometimes people feel I'm cynical and jaded about women and all this and misogynistic blah, 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 blah. I said this on the noon show earlier, and I mean this, I want to say this in the nicest way about Madison. I think she was one of the most intelligent, well-spoken, brilliant people who I have met in a long time, and I also think she was just naturally beautiful, one of the most naturally beautiful people that I have seen. When I sat here, I couldn't really tell outside, but when we got inside, and I don't put a whole lot into people's beauty, but when we were sitting here doing the interview, I kept thinking, this girl has natural beauty. She is just, I can see why she's a thing.
Mm-hmm. She had really pretty teeth, I thought. What?
Your comments are so strange. They couldn't be any stranger. I'm talking about the girl's face.
Oh, her teeth are part of her face.
Yeah, but I'm talking about... Oh, Lord. Anyway, what do you think, Matt?
His teeth is part of natural beauty.
Okay, thank you.
I think she looked pretty good.
Pretty good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, though, I gotta give her, you know, like a 7 or an 8. Like a 7 or an 8.
Oh, excuse me, those girls you hang out with are what, 10s?
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
But I've definitely seen you know, better looking.
I'm telling you, she was a 9. And I hate to be rating girls here, but this girl was surprising to me. I liked her a whole lot.
I feel like the Miss Ohio's are typically, like, really...
No, I've interviewed other Miss Ohio's. I'm talking something different here.
Why? What's different about her versus other Miss Ohio's?
It was her mystique. It was her presence. It was her feeling. It was her face. It was her whole aura.
Okay. I'm just curious.
You know, some girls got it and some girls don't.
Okay. That's fair.
You, when you visit with her, you should ask her. How to get it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll take pointers.
Now, I'm telling you, this girl had it. I'm telling you right now, you're going to hear things from this girl. You're going to hear things on the station from this girl. Because this girl had it. She was a winner.
Yeah, I know, I agree. Like I said,
I think we're going to be spending a lot of free time together. Me and
Madison. Does she know this?
Again, what? Yes.
Sorry, I just don't believe you for some reason.
Why do you think Madison and I cannot spend free time together?
She seems like she was very busy.
I put her in the national news today.
And I'm sure she's grateful, but I'm just saying she's very busy. She was talking about her crazy schedule. And how she works full-time along with her Miss Ohio responsibilities.
Let her knock herself out.
And she's got the boyfriend that we weren't...
Technicality.
Technicality, yeah. Okay. What about Meredith?
Who?
From the cup, your wife?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, things come and go. Things are fleeting.
Oh, okay.
Now I have to say it's Madison.
Okay, we're on
I'm
to
telling
the
you, this girl, you don't seem to understand that this girl was... I'm going to give her a 10. Forget it. She's a 10. She's a 10. No more 9. She's a 10.
Wow.
I liked her.
I liked her, too. I said I thought we could be friends.
But it's not just her looks. You got to understand, this isn't a looks thing. This is she had the stamina. She had the brain. She had she was just articulate. I liked everything about her.
Mm-hmm. Definitely very well spoken.
Very nice girl.
Yeah.
Now, when the interview was over, what did she say when the mics went off? This is behind the mics. You probably zoned out by that point.
Probably. I was falling asleep. She was talking about the 5 Bs. I remember that speech.
No. She said this.
Oh, she said that this was one of the most in-depth interviews that she had ever had.
She loved it.
Grateful for that and getting to express how she felt.
That's what you get when you come on here. In-depth. And again, if you're just tuning in, hot off the presses, national news for Ohio. The headline, a mascot, a pizza, and a former U.S. treasurer, how Ohio is predicting 6 more weeks of winter, National Associated Press today. Thank you very much. What do you got to say about this whole day?
It wasn't exactly how I expected it, but it was great. I wish it was a little bit warmer. That's my main complaint, I would say, which I guess I should have layered better. That's my own fault, but I think it was great.
Why is everything about you?
I don't know. They had really good snacks. I liked that part, too. Thank you, PETA. I loved the snack box.
Matt, go ahead.
What?
Oh, I think the event went well. I think that originally I hadn't thought that it was going to be...
National news.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be as big as it was. But then when it happened, I was like, okay, it definitely... worked better than I guess I thought it would in my head. But it was fun. It was good.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect with the peanut butter and jelly truck.
Everybody was there.
Yeah, the timing all worked out. There were no...
You could hear that peanut butter and jelly truck coming from like a mile away. It was loud.
Way louder than an ice cream truck, I think.
And what was the song that was playing?
peanut butter and jelly time.
Yeah, that was it.
Peanut butter jelly. Yeah,
this is interesting. And then there she came, the groundhog, walking over in high heels.
Yes, the high heels on the groundhog was the best part.
And the head came off, and she got that sash and crown on quick.
Oh, yeah. She transformed. Well, I mean, she took off the head, and she was like instantly like, I'm taking off my head and replacing it with the crown. And then she realized she didn't have the clips to put the crown on, but...
She forgot it, but she brought her... I saw her little crown box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was durable.
You know, she told me when she was leaving she didn't like you very much.
No, she didn't.
She did. She said that out in the hallway.
No, she didn't.
She
we
did.
We were literally talking about how we would get along.
Right, but then she said, does that girl really think I'd hang out with her? There's no chance on that. And I said, well, you know, she's naive.
Yeah.
And
she's got some, you know.
And then she said, can we hang out soon? And I said, sure.
Oh,
here's
okay.
my number.
Okay.
That's how that all went.
That's fine.
She'll be back.
I believe that she'll be back. I hope she comes back.
She'll be back soon.
Invite me too, though.
Well, I don't know about that, because I think you frightened the girl.
I did not frighten her.
I think you frightened Miss Ohio.
I was seriously sitting here, like, farthest away from her.
Did you want to be Miss Ohio at any point in your life?
No.
Well, that's good, because I don't think it would have worked out.
You walked right into it.
You drove right into it.
Why walk into that?
If you keep tossing softballs like that at me, I'm going to keep hitting them.
Because I said I didn't want to be Miss Ohio.
I gave you the setup. You had to know something was coming there.
I mean, I could have said yes, and then you would have been like...
I wouldn't have had anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you would have been like, well, that wouldn't have worked out if you did. So, I don't know. I thought no matter what I was going to say, there wasn't going to be a great response on my end. So,
I'm telling you, though, I love the girl. That's all I'm saying.
She's going to listen to this and be creeped out.
No.
You rated her a 10, and you keep talking about how you love her, and you want to hang out with her.
Hold on. What I'm saying is that I love the girl in a very... amorphous way.
Yeah, just that you like respect her and you think that she's a good
person.
Yes,
I mean, I run into a lot of losers in my time. And when I run into a winner, I like it.
Okay. I kind of know what you mean. I get it. She definitely had a different
I don't think she'd be creeped out. This girl had it. She
wouldn't
it.
Be creeped out.
No. This girl gets it.
Okay.
She doesn't? Listen,
you always
say
this girl gets it.
Just
gets what?
Well, you don't get anything.
What
that's
are you
the problem.
Getting?
It's
what
all
what?
Over
what
your
are
head.
You talking about?
Everything goes over your head.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It does, because I think you're confused.
It goes over my head and into your forehead, your crinkles.
Why are you attacking me again? I have not said anything about you.
You have been so mean to me this entire 40 minutes.
I am in love with today. Today was great.
Today was great.
PETA recognized us. We hit the national news. We got a package from Idaho to open up later on in the broadcast. We got a proclamation from the commissioners. What is bad about today? Nothing could go wrong today.
No, this is a great day. I'm really excited about the Idaho package as well. I've been talking about this. I talked about it yesterday, I think, but I was like, I don't know if it's Iowa or Idaho. I can't
keep it straight. To who do you talk to?
Well, my brother. We were just chatting about things. He's good.
Oh, good. We're getting some messages here from people who are watching. I know that's false because you literally don't give anyone your number. Well, that's not necessarily true. I could have been the groundhog since I'm basically a beauty queen. It's in my genes. Oh, Lord. Okay. And then you do sound a little creepy with her. Well, coming from that person, there's no doubt about that's what. See, you guys think everything's creepy because you don't get it.
Right. It's about getting it.
You don't get it.
You
guys
can explain it to us if
yes,
you don't
I
get
really
it.
Yes, I could because you guys aren't on my wavelength.
Okay, well then explain.
Now, Madison's on my wavelength. She'll understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, explain. What are you talking about?
Because I could not think of a negative thing to say about her if I tried. You, it just comes to me.
It's just
there.
It flows.
It flows like water. I couldn't do that with her because she's too above it.
Remember when we first met? I think you told me that I had it too. So,
yeah.
Remember
those
that.
Were the days, weren't they?
back in
what
the day.
What did you have? I think I
don't
you,
know.
I think I said you had maybe hives.
Hives. I did
That's
have
what
the
I
hives.
Meant. You had the hives.
Okay, I misunderstood. Went over my head again. You know me.
I'm just saying that girl was it. I'm sorry. That's all I got to say.
No, she was really cool.
Thank
I'd like
you.
To. I should have messaged her. Should have gotten her number so we could have hung out.
She wouldn't do it.
I think she would. She said that she thought we would hang out.
She was being nice to you.
No, she wasn't.
Matt.
I think there was a fair possibility she was being nice to you.
Yes.
What? That's so mean.
Look at you. Look at her.
I mean, I'm not saying that there's like there's a 100% chance that she was lying to you and that you guys couldn't hang out. But I think there's a fair chance that she was lying to you.
Well, I know she was lying to you. And again... The girl, I cannot be nice to somebody. Why in society can we not say nice things without it being perceived in a bad way?
Well, you just called her a 10. I think that that was the...
A 10, but not on just on her looks. I'm talking about everything. My God, she's a beauty queen. She's never... She didn't deal in beauty?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying...
You act like she's working down at, like, Arby's or something, and I'm going in there talking... She's a beauty queen. She had a crown on her head today and a sash.
Yeah. No, she is pretty. I would agree.
She's Miss Ohio. She's the number one girl in Ohio.
Yeah. Yep. That's an honor.
You know where you are on the list?
Not on it. I'm not on the list. I didn't run for it.
Why did this turn ugly? I was saying nice things about somebody, and you turned it into an ugly thing.
No, you've been... You started this.
Matt, you're an observer. What do you think happened?
I think that Carrington probably started it when she said that you were going that you were being creepy.
Yeah. No, that was rude.
Okay.
Now, and here, from the listener, a 40-year-old guy going on about a 20-something could be perceived as creepy. Well, let's find a 40-year-old guy and ask him.
Right, right. We need 40-year-old men
we
here.
We have to find somebody in their 40s, and then maybe we can figure that out. But mm-hmm. People think they're with you, but...
Yeah, no, I've got my fans out there.
There's not much to that. Go ahead, caller.
Looks like there's only one thing to do, guys.
What's that?
Shake it off. Shake it off.
There you go.
Shake it off.
What did you think of Miss Ohio today? We lost her. All right. Oh, well, she shook us off.
She did.
She shook us off. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead and give us a call if you like. We'd love to hear from you. We're glad you're out there tonight, and we've had a wonderful day.
She came in. Sarah came in to change the vibes and get out.
Now, let me ask you this. Why can't you compliment... she's 23, first of all. She's not 18, 17. Why can't you compliment somebody without it being perceived as weird? If I downed her, you wouldn't think that was weird.
I don't think the complimenting was weird. It was just... There were just several compliments in a row, and then you said you were going to hang out.
I'm effusive. We can hang out.
You can. You can. I'm just saying that's why she might be like, oh, okay, this is getting a little...
She doesn't care what I have to say.
Okay, perfect.
Listen, I think you're just jealous.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, I can see the jealousy in your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm green with envy.
Well, because you got all the, you know, just... Who do you hang out with? I mean, really.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's like...
At the end of the day, it's not...
I go home to my sad, lonely home, and I'm alone.
It's depressing. Mm-hmm. It's depressing, and I feel bad, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, loners are just loners sometimes.
If only you had the personality.
Yeah. No, I'll work on it. Hopefully, please, if me and Madison hang out, she can give me some pointers.
Okay, let me know when that happens.
I will.
Let's go on to the next subject. Getting a little hot in here.
It's 75 degrees in here today. Let's see if the temperature raises.
You know, somebody told me the other day that I was cynical when it came to love.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Honest.
Honest, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
That you're cynical.
No, I'm not cynical. I'm honest. Do you want me to lie?
No, but you don't have such a negative perception all the time.
I don't. Now, see, when I had a positive perception about somebody, that's weird. When I'm negative, it's cynical. I can't win for losing.
You can't win. You can't win.
Can't win.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No matter what you do, I'm going to find some way to complain about it.
But isn't that weird, Matt, how... I don't think I'm cynical. I think I give my opinion. That's what you do on these programs.
Yeah, but you always just make fun of people whenever they are in a relationship.
No, I don't.
You do a little bit.
Who?
Just the relationships in general, not specific people. Just the idea of being
Let people be in relationships.
I think the relationships that he has, or I guess in theory we have talked about, I don't even know that he has necessarily made fun of them, but the relationships that we have talked about, the people in said examples have been married and divorced multiple times.
Yes, that's not cynic. You created the cynicism. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. Whenever there's, like, several marriage divorce, it probably, like, you're, like, eventually, like, okay, we got to do some, like, inward reflection here. There's got to be something going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. So you cannot blame me for being cynical. Now, I'm not telling you not to get married. Get married 7-8 times. I don't care. That's not my dime.
Do what you want.
But I'm just saying you cannot expect me not to be cynical when you do that over and over and over.
So you're admitting you are cynical.
About that.
Okay.
But if somebody came and was getting married the first time or was in a relationship, I would not be judgy about that.
Interesting.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
If you don't give me any information, there's nothing to talk about. But if somebody came to me and said, you know, I like this guy, I like this girl, you know, they're this, they're that, and you haven't been married over and over, and you haven't continuously made bad choices, well, no, why would I be cynical about that?
Yeah, but you always just do the little, like, oh, they're the one.
Well, yeah, because that's how people act in the beginning. Now, I am cynical about that. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should say that. I think that's bad. Because then when you're leaving, they're also the one.
They're the one that got away.
If you say that they're the one, you better mean it, because otherwise, then you're gonna look,
foolish.
You're gonna look kind of, yeah. You're gonna look kind of, you're foolish. When,
and if you're a serial dater,
you have the next one.
You also can't be expected for anybody to say you're not. That's cynical. That's cynicism, in and of itself.
Being serial dater.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's another reason people think I'm cynical, because I'm honest. Nobody else would come on and say the things I've said about my own relationships. It's not like I'm just critiquing everybody else's. I've told you the disasters that have been my relationships. That's honest.
They're messy, that's for sure.
They're not messy. Not really.
The Christmas Eve engagement?
No, I still talk to her.
That's still a messy situation.
It was a messy moment, but it turned out fine. We still talk.
Right, but there's still messy moments within.
Matter of fact, she was listening this morning.
Aww.
Yeah. But there are others that are just something else.
Messy versus terrible ending is different.
Maybe you should have lived your life a little differently. That's all I'm saying.
To people that have gotten married several times?
Yes. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Some people, but again, that's not for me. If you want to be married, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own.
But you cannot then say that that person is cynical when they're judging that.
The getting married and divorced.
Yes. You can't. You just can't say that.
Yeah, you just seem a little mean, though. You're like, hmm.
I'm to the point. I don't have time to beat around the bush.
That's for sure.
But you know what? I know people. Now, see, but it's also a case-by-case thing, to be honest with you. Because I know people who've been married several times who I would look at and go, ugh. You know, come on. Mm-hmm. But there are people who I've been married several times that I look at the circumstances and I say, well, okay, I get it. Right. I can get it.
Right. I think, yeah. I mean, that's why I feel like it's not fair to overgeneralize it, like, at all. There's just different situations, different circumstances.
All right. Now, let's move on to a topic here today, because we got to open up this gift in hour number two. That's going to be a real humdinger.
I'm excited for that.
Got anything else to say?
I don't think it's a microphone this time.
Hey, get your hands off the gift. Did I tell you to touch that?
Oh, sorry. Don't yell at me.
I had to scold you there. I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you ever hear about the five love languages?
Yes.
I love this. It's found out to be a bunch of garbage. Now, here are the five love languages. Cynical old me, who wouldn't pick this story?
Yeah, of course you
picked. Now, here are the five. I actually wrote these down, because here are the five love languages. Get ready. Hold on to your hat for this, because then we're going to find out why it's all a bunch of garbage. A study has proven this now. The five love languages are words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, receiving gifts, and my personal favorite, acts of service. I don't even know what that means. Now, new research has showed that matching love languages don't necessarily lead to a match, and in most cases, do not.
Yeah, that you have the same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it's about.
But that's what it said in the beginning when they went through these love languages. It said you got to speak the same love language to get together.
I thought it was more about you understand the other person's love language, and that way you know what makes them feel loved.
No. It was that this is a person who you would gel with because they're speaking your love language.
Okay, see.
If one person is speaking French and one person speaking German, they're not going to get together.
No, but I mean, just because one person likes to receive gifts doesn't mean that both people need to be buying each other gifts and they're going to be a good match.
Interesting. That's the one you went to of the five, isn't it?
That's just the one that was like, okay, fine. We're just going to both sit there and tell each other that you like each other for words of affirmation. Like, just because you like to receive love in some way doesn't mean that, like, you have to be able to give it to the other person in the same way.
Who came up with this?
Probably psychologists.
I wouldn't say psychologists.
Yeah, if somebody wanted to sell a book.
An author out there somewhere.
So what is your love language?
Probably words of affirmation.
So, like, what?
I like to be told nice things.
Oh, no, really?
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine.
I like to be reassured.
Mm-hmm. But I never read that about you.
I know.
What do you think, Matt? What's your love language?
I don't know. Probably,
physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, and receiving gifts.
I'm gonna have to go with probably, I don't know, physical touch.
Oh.
I like to, you know, hug.
Hug.
Hugging
I'm
is
glad
good.
You cleaned that up for us.
Hugging is
I'm
good.
I'm so glad you cleaned that up and said hug.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hugging is good.
What's your love language, Scott?
Well, I'm moderating this show. This is what we're talking about. So do you believe this is all a bunch of garbage in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, well, we have a difference of opinion here.
No, I mean, I think that, like, yes, I agree that it's garbage that they're saying, like, oh, it's not, like, you don't have to have the same love language as somebody else for a relationship to be successful. I mean, like I said previously, I think that it's just more about, like, understanding how the other person that you're with feels loved.
Yeah, but do you do this stuff to make them feel loved? Is that the point?
Kind of. It's just, like, what, like, ways they, like, receive love the best, you know, like... If somebody buys you a gift and you're like, oh, like, you know, that's nice, but, like, anybody can buy you a gift, you know, it's not like that takes a lot of, like, thought to, like, go to the store and pick out a gift card and be like, here, happy birthday, you know, like, so I think it's just, like, what makes you feel loved the most, and having somebody that's, like, willing to do the things that you say make you feel loved the most.
Quality time, I think, is probably the one that should mean the most to people.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably my second one.
I don't know, but see, words of affirmation, that could be sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can only say so many nice things about somebody, then eventually you start lying.
Yeah, but you can just repeat the same ones.
That's boring.
It's not like you're doing it every 20 minutes. Like, give it a break.
What is an act of service?
Washing somebody's car.
Really?
I mean, I'm assuming doing something, going to the store and picking something up for them.
Oh.
Like doing something for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, can you tell us what your love language is?
No, I don't think it's necessary at this point. Because I think the study has proven that it's not true.
Okay.
But, so yours is at words of affirmation, Matt likes physical touch. And in the end, should you choose somebody based upon this?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so either. But it's interesting that it's found out to be phony.
Well, I mean... I don't know. I don't know that it's necessarily interesting that it was found out to be phony. I don't know that I necessarily believed it to begin with.
No, but it was a big thing. You've got to speak the same love language.
I have only heard of the term love language. I didn't know what they were, and I had certainly never heard you need to have the same love language. So, I don't know.
I wouldn't even
that.
Know. You know, honest to goodness, I look at this list and I think, gee whiz.
Why? What are you thinking gee whiz about?
It's just a lot of work.
To know how somebody feels loved?
Well, you have to guess.
You could just ask them. There's a quiz you can take.
I hate to tell you this, but, and Matt said it, most men's is physical touch. Now, they'll do all these other things to get to the physical touch, but if you want the truth...
No. I just don't know how to tell people that I like them, or how to, like, I don't know, it just feels weird to tell people that I love them, kind of thing. So I'd much rather literally just, like, you know,
you just tell them.
I don't just be like, no, that's just weird. It just never felt right, you know? I don't know. So I would genuinely
well,
rather
maybe you don't
just,
love
like,
them.
Maybe.
We cracked the code.
Maybe that's why they never
Why would that.
That
feel weird to tell somebody you love them?
I don't know. I mean, for the longest time, I didn't even like to tell my parents. My mom and dad would tell me that they loved me, and I would be like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You thought they were kidding. Prove it.
And do you think this is true?
About what?
Hard to say you love somebody?
No, I don't find it hard to say I love somebody.
Okay, well then, what's your hang-up? Help Matt with this problem.
I don't know, do you think it's like a trust issue, Matt? You just don't believe whenever people tell you that they love you, so you find it difficult to tell others
that? Oh, no, I mean, I believe that they love me. I was like, I don't know, it feels weird to tell them that I love them. I don't know about all that.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you have some, like... past experience where you thought somebody loved you and then they didn't and then it hurt you?
Not that I can recall.
I'm just I don't know. Why are you so afraid of it?
I love when you do armchair psychology over there.
I mean, I'm not anymore. So, like, as of, like, like a year or two ago, like a year and a half or so, that's how recent it was. I started telling my mom, my grandma, and, like close family that I love them. Like, I'll leave my grandma's house now, and I'll be like, I love you, grandma. Bye.
Could you tell another girl?
Not if it's not true.
Well, I understand that, but if you thought it was true, could you tell him?
I mean, if I thought it was true, I suppose.
See, I always tell them, and it's never been true, so there you go.
Well, you see, like, the last time it happened to me, I just didn't say anything.
They said, I love you, and you just looked at them.
That's probably why
genuinely, that's how it worked. I was like, I don't know how to respond to this.
Yeah, based on your goldfish comment, I can see where there were problems with that relationship.
Love is a complicated thing.
That's for sure.
It's got a lot of sharp edges.
Love is pointy.
It's very pointy. It's very prickly. Beware of people who tell you they love you.
Gotta have a healthy amount of skepticism, like Matt's saying over here.
Well, I don't
He's
know
like, yeah, Mom and Dad, sure you love me.
I'm just saying, I don't think you should go around telling everybody. I think you should reserve it for a certain people in your life, but those people you should probably tell.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's good to express gratitude for people that you care about.
I'm trying to think of anybody who I say that to on any kind of a regular basis. I don't think anybody.
Not even your mom?
Mm-mm. No. We don't have that kind of relationship. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with that.
I have told people.
Right, but then you were lying to them.
I really was. I'm sorry, but I felt like I should say it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I probably said it first sometimes, but I felt like we were like 4 or 5 months in and I probably should say it.
Oh, you were like, oh gosh, look at the clock. It's that time of the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you get to a point where you know they want you to say it, so you got to say it.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say it if it's not true.
Yeah.
You know what? It didn't really matter to me. I knew they'd be gone in a few months anyway. What difference did it make?
Tell them what they want to hear while they're here.
They like, and they always, when you tell them that, boy, they all go crazy, though, don't they? They get, like, the teary-eyed, and, oh, that's so sweet. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, if you only knew.
Oh, my gosh.
If you only knew.
That's terrible.
Well, we're not speaking any love languages here, but we are going to speak a language that's called Go to Break. We've got a gift from Idaho to open up. It's the big Groundhog Day. We're having a good time here on the Friday Night Show. So go get yourself...
Cheese dip.
And by the way, my love language is not definitely gifts. As somebody out there listening has said.
I feel like it is gifts.
It is not gifts.
There was a story about somebody bringing you breakfast for like 2 years straight, and then they stopped, and then you were like, that was mean. That was spiteful. For 2 years, they brought you a gift, and you weren't even thankful after that. He can't feel love.
And look how phony that turned out to be in the end. And where are they today?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Not in your life.
No. Bottom of the barrel somewhere. All right, we're going to break and we're coming back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Thing, which was, are you all set for lots of fun and fabulous prizes? And of course, the audience would yell yes. And then I would have to go in with the same line. Well, get ready for the